Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I don't know if you saw Emmerdale last night. I wasn't watching it myself, but a load of people were, and spotted a certain theme tune when the little girl was watching a video. Listen to this, from Steve in Wrexham. I was flicking through the channels, I came across Emmerdale. I never normally watch it, but there's a scene which had a little girl in it, sitting in what I assume was her living room, and there was some music playing in the background from a video. Now, you might recognise this as a theme tune very close to me and Chappa's heart.
Have you had enough of this?
This is from Emmerdale last night.
Would you rather have a video? Right. Grandad, I'll put it on for you. Now, you sit there quietly. My Grandad slips out to the shop. And if you need anything, your grandma's upstairs, all right?
Anyone recognise it? That's right, it was the Scott and Chappa's Be Kids Entertainers theme.
You wouldn't actually recommend to any small child to watch that video, would you?
Don't leave your small child alone in the living room with a video of Scott and Chappa's on it. Here's the one that we did.
Here comes Scott and Chappa's with their amazing show.
It's definitely in there. Have a listen.
Have you had enough of this? Would you rather have a video? Right. Grandad, I'll put it on for you. Now, you sit there quietly. My Grandad slips out to the shop. And if you need anything, your grandma's upstairs, all right?
Thank you to everyone that pointed that out on Emmerdale last night. Nice work.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Podcast.
So, Laura, tonight can be the night, eh? The big proposal. You feeling confident?
Well, I don't know if I want to go now.
Why?
Right,
Laura's going to get taken out for a nice slap-up meal by her boyfriend tonight, and it might be the night where she gets proposed to at last.
I don't think so, but he said he was going to take me out, and he said he was going to take me to one of those posh burger places.
Oh, yeah? What, and propose there?
Well, that's why I don't think it's going to be tonight.
Romantic. Now, you know, you have your normal burger restaurants, and then you have the slightly posher ones, don't you, now? Mm. Where, like, the burgers are thicker normally and a bit posher.
Yeah.
And they have, like, goat's cheese instead of normal cheese in the cheeseburger. Yeah. And maybe a bit of rocket, yeah, instead of normal lettuce in the burger, right?
Ooh. And mango and ginger sauce and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, right, posh burgers, right? They have them everywhere.
Beetroot?
I know. But can I just ask, right? Can I just ask, because this has happened to me before. Is London the only place in the UK where you can have the burger, the posh burger, in some lettuce so you don't have to eat the bun? And that if you're wheat-free, yeah?
Yeah, you do get a lot of girls like myself who like to stay
what
trim.
What is that about? Like, if you go have a burger, have a burger. Don't have a burger wrapped in some lettuce leaves.
Radio 1 podcasts.
Apparently, well, I don't know where Martin's from. Apparently, where he lives, you can get your burger wrapped in batter. None of your poncy lettuce. He just called me a southern fairy as well. So, I'm sorry. It wasn't me that ordered the burger and lettuce combo.
Radio 1.
Dave says it's for the low-carb diet, dumbass. That's why birds have no energy. No, Dave, that's just what they're telling you. I don't think that's the reason they've got no energy. All right. Thanks anyway for your text. You'd be beaten up in Plymouth if you asked for a burger with lettuce around it. Says someone on the text. So it looks... Oh, they have them in Chester, but then they kind of would, wouldn't they? Right, it's 4:25 on Radio 1. So there's this new show, which Laura loved because it's about weddings. BBC 3 last night with the... Oh, God, this woman. Right, would you trust your boyfriend to get your wedding dress? Would you ever do that? Because blokes choosing things for girls, no, you can't win.
No, I wouldn't.
It's like shopping for girls. You know, you can't shop for girls' clothes if you're a boy. You don't know what to do.
Because James always picks out the really weird stuff.
Well, yeah, we don't know what to get. The idea of this show is flawed, right? So this is Katie, right, the girl on the show. She's getting married, and she knows exactly what she wants.
I would really like two different styles and two different dresses and two different venues, which is totally spoilt, but I have to do everything bigger and better, don't I?
Right, so she wants two weddings.
Yeah.
What, a day thing and an evening thing?
Yeah, I think she was going on about having some kind of change halfway through. So you have the formal stuff, and then at night, when it's the party, she gets changed.
Girls
and it's
are
a
ridiculous.
Different venue.
Blokes just want to turn up, get it over with, say I do, and have a few beers. Do you know what I mean? You'd be happy with one wedding, wouldn't you?
I know.
Get her being greedy with two. As long as you have, like, the pink carriage and the white horses, you'd be happy, wouldn't you?
That's exactly what I want.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is Katie, sounding a little bit spoilt. So now she's in the bridal shop, right, with her best mate and the shop assistant, and her fiancé, Sam, because he is organising everything for the wedding. She had nothing to do with it, right? He's got to take charge of the whole thing. Her fiancé, Sam, has already picked out and paid for the dress that she is going to wear at the wedding. And this is the moment when the assistant reveals the dress to Katie that her fiancé has picked out for the first time.
Okay.
You okay?
All right. Going to need to try that on.
Yes. Is it what you expected?
Not exactly, no.
Oh, she's not happy, is she?
I love it.
What was it like, the dress?
It's just one of those white ones without sleeves. What are they?
Was it nice or...?
It was all right.
Right.
Just a wedding dress. It's white.
So, she's got the dress on. She is not liking it.
Try something over your shoulders.
Yeah.
And see what we can
do. I can't look at myself at the moment because of that.
Well, let's put something on your shoulders and see what we can do.
I can't look at myself in it.
Don't worry about it, love. It's everyone else is going to be looking at you, not the other way around. Don't look at yourself, do you?
She's amazing. She's like standing in front of the mirror, like doing really, really deep breathing and getting into a bit of a tiz.
She's never going to like this dress.
There's nothing that is going to make me like this dress. There's no... It's not classy. It's not subtle.
Think about it. Imagine marrying her and being with her for the rest of your life. Think about that. Also, check this out.
But what did I say? I said that I wanted him to like the way I looked on my wedding day.
She's doing that really thing when she talks really fast because she's really upset. Also, you can't win with girls. Listen carefully. Katie asks whether the shop sells a lot of these dresses. Listen.
Do you sell a lot of these dresses?
It's very, very popular. For the very fact that if you look in the mirror there, your stomach is completely flat. Being longer in the body, it makes you look taller and slimmer.
So everybody's got one, have they?
Not every person.
Oh, you can't win. All right, so yeah, are they popular? Yes, they are. All right, so everyone's got one, have they? God, girls are bonkers.
That's right, love. If you go out of the shop and you turn down the street, you'll see everybody
wearing
that dress.
Everyone will be wearing one, that's right. And then, this bit where she goes a little bit psycho.
You better love me forever. And you better never leave me.
Tomorrow is one day. You've got the rest of your lives.
It's the only wedding day.
Oh, my God. Right, if you play that again with this.
You better love me forever. And you better never leave me. You better love me forever. And you better never leave me.
See, all girls are a little bit mad, aren't they?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
The number out with you this weekend, you will need it. So, you know, that random comes up to you. Hi there, can I have your number? Yeah, here it is. Flirt de Vert 0777 0774 914. We start today with a slightly awkward message.
Hi, it's just me. It's quite awkward, but
Okay, so why do you think it's awkward? Maybe she asked him to marry her on the first date. You know what girls are like. That kind of thing. Will you marry me? Well, I've only just met you.
You better love me forever. And you better never leave me.
Right. Here's another clue as to why it was a bit awkward that evening.
It's quite awkward, but... I'd like to see you again.
So she does want to see him again, but something has happened that made it awkward. Another clue?
Yeah, please.
You know, I was really drunk the other night and I made a bit of a fool of myself.
Oh, no. Ever been there? Been drunk and made a fool out of yourself, Laura?
Every time.
Yeah, most weekend.
Yeah.
Would you like to know what happened?
Yes, please.
It's the classic.
And I'm sorry for being a wee bit sick on you, but...
Oh, no.
Anyway, not to worry. If you want to see me, you've got my number, so call me. Okay, bye.
No, I was sick on you, not to worry. Oh, no.
Do you think she snogged him?
Yeah, probably.
Before or after?
After, probably.
Bits of ET.
We've all been it. We've all been there. We've all done it.
And I'm sorry for being a wee bit sick on you.
Oh, we've all been there. You're getting on really well. You think, yep, yeah, this could be the one. Would you like some more? I really like you. And I think you... Horrible. Anyway, as I was saying, I like another drink. As I was saying, I think you are absolutely brilliant and
stop playing that!
When I look at you, I just think that you're so. Right, and here's.
That's so
can I do one more?
Disgusting.
I really like it.
Alright.
Right, hold my hand. Right?
Yep.
I've never met anybody like you before. I think you are.
Oh! Right down my top.
Here's abusive message of the day.
Just stay. You stay away from my mum!
Stay away from my mum. Nobody loves you. I'm gonna leave one of those messages for Chappers.
Stay away from my mum.
Yeah. Stay away from my mum or I'll. Look.
Radio 1 podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.